ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28, Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, Part 6, Verses 29 through 50. Vaidarbhi cries. The great sage Narada continued speaking to King Prachinabarhishat. And so it was fixed that Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Vidarbha, was to be married to a very powerful man, Malaya Dwaja, an inhabitant of the Pandu country. And after conquering other princes, Malaya Dwaja married the daughter of King Vidarbha. King Malaya Dwaja fathered one daughter who had very black eyes. King Malaya Dwaja also had 7 sons who later became rulers of that tract of land known as Dravida. Thus, there were 7 kings in that land. My dear King Prachinabarhishat, the sons of Malaya Dwaja gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even afterward. The great sage named Agastya married the firstborn daughter of Malaya Dwaja, the avowed devotee of Lord Krishna. From her, one son was born, whose name was Dhrudachyuta, and from him another son was born, whose name was Idmavaha. After this, the great saintly king, Malaya Dwaja, divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, Malaya Dwaja went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. And just as the moonshine follows the moon at night, immediately after King Malaya Dwaja departed for Kulachala, his devoted wife, whose eyes were very enchanting, followed him, giving up all homely happiness, despite family and children. In the province of Kulachala, there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamraparni, and Vatodaka. King Malaya Dwaja used to go to those pious rivers regularly and take bath there. Thus, Malaya Dwaja purified himself externally and internally. Malaya Dwaja took bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses, and also drank water. In this way, Malaya Dwaja underwent severe austerities. Eventually, Malaya Dwaja became very skinny. Through austerity, King Malaya Dwaja, in body and mind, gradually became equal to the dualities of cold and heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, Malaya Dwaja conquered all relativities. By worshipping, executing austerities, and following the regulative principles, King Malaya Dwaja conquered his senses, his life, and his consciousness. Thus, Malaya Dwaja fixed everything on the central point of the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. In this way, Malaya Dwaja stayed immovable in one place for 100 years by the calculations of the demigods. After this time, Malaya Dwaja developed pure devotional attraction for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, remaining fixed in that position. King Malayadwaja attained perfect knowledge by being able to distinguish the super soul from the individual soul. Because the individual soul is localized, whereas the super soul is all pervasive. Malayadwaja became perfect in knowledge that the material body is not the soul, but that the soul is the witness of the material body. In this way, King Malayadwaja attained perfect knowledge because of his pure state. He was directly instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By means of such enlightening transcendental knowledge, Malayadwaja could understand everything from all angles of vision. King Malayadwaja could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side and that he, as the individual soul, was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interests. Thus, Malayadwaja ceased from such activities. The daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the supreme. She gave up all sensual enjoyment and in complete renunciation followed the principles of her husband, who was so advanced. Thus, she remained engaged in the service of her illustrious husband. The daughter of King Vidarbha wore old garments, and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity. Since she did not arrange her hair, it became entangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained always near her husband, she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. The daughter of King Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture, until she could ascertain that he had passed away from his body. While she was serving her husband by massaging his legs, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm and could thus understand that he had already passed from the body. She felt great anxiety upon being left alone. Now, bereft of her husband's company, she felt exactly as a deer feels upon being separated from its mate. Being now alone, a widow in that forest, the daughter of King Vidarbha began lamenting, incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breasts, and she cried very loudly, "Oh, best of kings, please get up, get up. Just see this world surrounded by water and infested with rogues and so-called kings. This world is now very much afraid, and so it is your duty to protect her." Then she prepared a blazing fire with firewood, placing the dead body of her husband upon it. When this was finished, she lamented severely and prepared herself to perish in the fire along with her husband. Recorded December 9, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Shri Gauranga Gu Nanu Varnana Vidhau Shraddha Samriddhi Anvato. Papo Tapan Krinjanao Tanubritang Govinda Ganam Rittai. Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Shri Jiva Gopalakao Shri Goranga Gunan Varnana Vidhao Radha Samriddhi Anvatao Papo Tapa Nikrintanao Tanubritam Govinda Ganam Rittai Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Sri Gauranga Gunanuvarnana Vidhao Shraddha Samridhyanvitao Papo Tapani Krinchano Tanubritang Govinda Ganam Rittai Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Shri Jiva Gopalakao Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Shri Jiva Gopalakao Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vidam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsja Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were very much enriched in the understanding of Lord Chaitanya, and who were thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. These six Goswamis can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of Kaivalya, impersonal liberation.